As Nova Scotia prepares for a provincial election, yesterday Premier Daryl Dexter addressed a Labor Day crowd in the Halifax Commons. The New Democrats appear to have been the only party invited to speak to the crowd, and despite a traditional allegiance between organized labor and what is ostensibly the People's Party in the province, it seems safe to say that the proverbial honeymoon is over. Sending paramedics to binding arbitration in early July is an act that has left a bitter taste in many union mouths, and I was curious what Dexter felt separated his NDP party from the provincial Liberals and Tories. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. So, Premier Daryl Dexter of Nova Scotia, what does Labor Day mean to you?
Well, Labor Day is a time that we come together really to do two things. One is to acknowledge the struggles that are taking continue to take place in the workplaces in this province, in the country, and around the world. The second thing we do is we get together to recognize the benefits that come from the labor of others, and whether it's simply in the products that you receive and use every day in your home, or the services that are provided to you, whether they're healthcare or fire safety or whatever they are, all of these things happen through the labor of others, and it's important for us to take the time to recognize those things and to get together, I think, as a movement and affirm the work that we're doing together.
What do you think has been the relationship between the provincial NDP party and organized labor in this province, unions?
Yeah. I think, well, we still have a very strong relationship and have had over the entire period of government. One of the things that is true about government, of course, is that everybody wants to get to the end point right away, those of us who are involved in it, and those of us who are involved in the leadership of the labor movement, know that it's a road and that you have to travel down that, and you have to bring everybody along with you at the same time. It's not, well, what we see here today, of course, are all of our activists, all of the people who are active. They know all the issues, they've been schooled in them, but much of the province don't. They don't necessarily understand all the change that gets made. So for us, it's about looking at the tangible changes that affect the quality of people's lives. When I first started in this business, just for example, the minimum wage law in Nova Scotia worked like this. If you worked 48 hours, you were entitled to, the overtime legislation worked like this. If you worked 48 hours, you were entitled to overtime. But you were entitled to overtime at time and a half of minimum wage. So you could actually end up making more or making less at time and a half than you did in your regular wage because of the way that the law was structured. Well, you know, we used our ability to affect legislation to change that kind of thing. We used our power in government to bring in the first contract legislation in our history. Just today, we changed the parental leave regulations so that young families will have better access to parental leave. And, you know, just to mention minimum wage, we went from where we were at the back of the pack, where you used to see a 10-cent increase in the minimum wage just before an election, to an independent panel that every year assesses the minimum wage and has brought it over the last 4 years to a point where it is the highest in the country, perhaps excepting the northern territories where they have slightly higher minimum wages.
4 years ago, labor unions, I think, went to bat for this NDP party. How do you see the relationship on the you know, what many people think is the eve of an election? Do you think that's a stronger relationship now? There seem to have been some bumps in the road, maybe mandating paramedics and removing their right to strike. Where do you think Labor and the NDP, find their common ground now? How are you going to ask for their vote?
Well, I mean, I don't. I think we have proven without a doubt to be a progressive, government with a long view of how we go about strengthening our province. We have not undertaken any legislation in this province which affects unions without their consultation. So, for example, even on the one instance that people can point to on collective bargaining, we did everything in our power. We talked to all of the union leadership. We said, We want to be able to find a resolution on this. We went through two tentative agreements. We put in place a defined benefits plan when across the country, those are being taken away, not granted. So, you know, there are those who may, I mean, you can always find flaws and you can always find reasons not to do something, but I just ask people to remember what the governments looked like in the past. They remember the fact that you had a Liberal government that closed 1,000 hospital beds, paid 1,600 nurses to leave the workforce, laid off 1,400 teachers. They imposed legislation that ended collective agreements, rolled back wages. You know, you had a conservative government that had Bill 68, where we had essentially the labor movement in the streets. You know, under an NDP government, we've had relative labor peace. We have been inclusive. We brought the Labour government into the Premier's Council on the Economy to make sure that they became part of the economic solution of the province. And at every turn, you can ask any one of the Labour leaders, they have never had a problem. You can talk to the leader of the NSGEU. Before the last election, she had never been in the Premier's office in one government place. She had no problem coming in to see me, and I've invited her back time after time to discuss issues that are important to the public service and important to the province. So when you're successful, it's easy for us to manufacture the obstacles in our success. We really need to focus on, you know, how we make the province better, how we make the labor movement stronger, how we make our province stronger in the years to come.
And then finally, what do you think the NDP offers on today, Labor Day, to labor, to the workers of this province, that the other two parties don't? What makes you different?
Well, it's a commitment to social equity and social justice. I mean, the simple fact of the matter is, just last week, we introduced one of the farthest-reaching policy programs in our province's history on services to people with disabilities. Last week, as well, we laid out our plan for affordable housing in our province. That is a mix of the various kinds of housing, including co-ops, including equity co-ops, to try and help young families get into homes. A whole look at what I think is the foundation of personal security, which is a decent place to live. You can take any one of those issues. You can take environmental issues and look at the renewable electricity plan. You can take mental health and look at the mental health strategy. We have more than 50 policy positions that we have advanced, the plans that we have put in place, programs that we have introduced that are designed to improve the lives of ordinary Nova Scotians. That's what we offer. And I only ask people, you know, they often want to compare me to perfection, but please, just compare me to the alternative.
Thanks so much for your time. Thanks.